President Podcast, shot in the podcast, President Podcast, President Podcast. You see where I'm headed with that? Shot in the President Podcast.
Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said a Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said Pizza Hut, pizza to go. It's time for the good night, sleepy head, little red light, song, music, appreciation podcast. We appreciate it.
Alright guys, and welcome to the very first episode of 2016. And also I would like to say, this is the premiere of season 3 of the Goodnight Sleepyhead Little Red Light Songs Music Appreciation Podcast. But wait a minute, Jason. You want to know something?
Yes.
That's not our title anymore.
Oh.
In 2016, we're going to be known.
What?
What? In 2016, our show's title will officially be Chapman and Harwood's Little Red Light Songs, where it's all about the cheese.
Ooh, I like cheese.
And James Bond.
I like cheese.
I like chess. Nice. Well, it's January.
Yes.
And we hate January.
We hate January.
It's a terrible, terrible month.
Tell them why.
Was Dave Clark born in January? Because he's a terrible, horrible man.
Looks like December 16th.
That's not right. He should have been born in January.
Yes. Tell him why you hate January real fast.
Well, I don't. It's just that post-Christmas letdown. I mean, everybody. And once you get right after Thanksgiving up until the end of the year, it just builds and builds and builds and builds. And then it happens. Then after it's all over, it just kind of. It just stops. I believe I once referred to it as like when the Soviet Union collapsed, just very quietly in the night. It's I don't know. It's depressing. This is not my favorite month. It never has been. And you got nothing to look forward to after Christmas, it seems like.
Well, Melissa does, because her birthday is in February.
Well, this is true. February is a lot better than January, though. Yeah. And when we get, well, he haven't even said that yet. But yes, January is a terrible, horrible month. Was Matt McCoy born in January?
Let's Google it real fast.
Okay. Good old Matt McCoy. Hi, Matt McCoy.
Matt McCoy.
Jason's Googling this on the Siri.
Okay. Matt McCoy, actor.
We don't like him either.
Okay, I found this on the web for Matt McCoy, actor.
Not May 20th, 1958.
Ooh, that's too close. That's too close to my birthday.
What was your birthday again?
May 14th.
Wow, that's pretty close.
Ooh.
What would happen if it was May 14th?
I think I'd die.
Because he's a horrible.
He's a horrible actor. I always see him on those AARP commercials or whatever they are, and he's all, and I'm all. Well, enough about Matt McCoy and Dave Clark. It is January, and like I say, brand new year, brand new season, the third season of our show.
Yes, we've been doing this for 3 years. Not really, but three seasons at least.
3 seasons, and come January 17th, we're going to be hitting the year anniversary.
And we'll have a special show.
Yes, we will.
We'll invite everyone over, Stu, Rob, Anthony,
all our
listeners.
All of our pals.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Eat cheese.
Where are they going to sit? Where?
God, there's our co-pilot.
Certainly not Matt McCoy. But you want to know something, Jason? We have a very special guest with us tonight.
Yes. Who is it?
My cousin.
My wife.
Melissa Chapman.
Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us again, Melissa. We always love it when you're here with us.
And you know why she's here?
Why?
Because in this whole month?
In this whole month of January,
we are going to cover
Tell them,
the
Fred
songs
Sanford.
We hate.
I'll be glad when this is over.
We hate. I don't know. These are the songs we hate, and we might not even listen to our own podcast.
We might not.
So.
But, you know, I think I said that about the first episode we did with Chris here. And I listened to that episode over and over again just because there was a lot of funny moments
yes,
in it.
Yes, there was.
So,
I'm not covering a song we hate this week, but Melissa is going to cover a song she
hates. Well, you know what? I need to correct this. I wrote down Jason, so I'm going to write
no,
down.
No, this is a Melissa song.
I'm
going to
write
hate.
Down Melissa.
So I'm going to...
I'm all a quiver.
I'm going to play it, then I'll tell you what it is, and she'll tell us why she hates
it. Okay, I can't wait.
This is the songs we hate.
2016.
Okay, before Melissa says why she hates it, Steven, what did you say during the music? What did that sound like?
It sounded like a generic version of the Price is Right theme. It's like the generic version that you hear while you're riding in the elevator. Or no, that's the generic version you hear while you're sitting at Brahms eating your sausage biscuit. Because they play nothing but canned music, and it's awful.
Okay. That was the Price is Right theme from 81 through 86, Australia version.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Melissa, why do you hate that so much?
She's speechless.
What's wrong with that song?
It's crap.
Well, that's a strong word for Melissa.
Hey. That is.
Why is it crap?
I've known Melissa for 32 years, and I don't think I've ever heard that before.
In the song, you said it sounded generic, right?
Yeah.
Why does it sound generic?
It's not the same.
Yeah,
it's with a wannabe.
She's right, though.
It's a wannabe Price is Right.
Can you sense her frustration?
Oh, yeah, you should have seen her. I mean, she had her hands over her eyes. She tensed up. I have a notebook that I always take, and I fanned her because I didn't want her to get too
Jason played
too
that
hot.
For me yesterday for over the first time ever, and I hate it.
So that's a brand new one for you. It's
yes.
Like it's not like you've hated this for years. You've hated
you
this for 24
playing
hours.
It. Like, stop it. Oh, like, I want to hear my classic prizes, right? Not this crap.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you may just have to play the original just to help Melissa.
Yes.
Just okay. to get her through
Please.
That. Because that is great. And, you know, I do want to say something real quick. I've been been watching old reruns of Name That Tune on YouTube. Now, that show, that had a great theme song. Do you remember the theme song from the Jim Lang version?
No.
That's really cool.
Maybe I'll insert it.
Yeah.
In a bit.
I mean, that's a cool theme song. I cannot remember how it goes right now, but it's great. The melody has left my head. I'm not ready to play Melody Roulette because I can't remember how it goes. But no, I totally agree with you, Melissa. That is
just horrible.
That's
horrible.
Just a complete ripoff. They're trying to go for that same feel.
What? They're not accomplishing it. It's horrible.
They almost did, though.
That's not the Price is Right. That's the Cheese is Wrong.
All right. Eric, listen to this.
Okay. Maybe not. Welcome to the Cheese is Wrong with your host.
I mean, that doesn't make you want to go down to the Price is Right. Come on down. Like, what?
With your host, Brad Baker.
Brad Baker. Oh, my goodness. You guys are hilarious.
That's something you'd see on like a sitcom that's spoofing The Price is Right. I don't watch Family Guy, but that's I could like almost see something like that on Family Guy.
Because like
they spoof things on there, don't they?
Yeah, all the time.
That's the Price is Right.
Did you say that that's vomit?
That's vomit.
That is. That qualifies as vomitizing.
Dog vomit.
That music is vomitizing right there. It makes me want to throw up.
I was going to play the original, but I can't find it.
Oh, now. Come on.
There's got to be some redemption here, Jason. I mean, it's only, we've been doing this for what? What has it been, about 10 minutes? We got to redeem ourselves.
I'm sure glad USA didn't play that version.
Well, there's 10 hours loop on YouTube of that.
Why?
Of the original. The original.
Oh. That's a nightmare. Waiting.
The original.
Well, thank God it's the original.
There we go.
That's much better. This makes me think being at Grandma Laura's house and having to go for a little while over to the old boys south and get some groceries back in the early 90s.
Remember my mom came house to this.
Yeah. Well, that's classic music. I mean, that's classic. Do they still use that on The Price is Right? Well, good for them. Thank goodness. Well.
Yeah, The Price is Right, that's just a classic. Being homesick from school. Yeah. Summertime at home. Oh, there's a jazz version.
Really? Mm-hmm. It was pretty jazzy in itself.
And there's one game on there. Jason wants the what do you call it? That climber guy.
What do you call it? Is it Cliffhanger?
Cliffhanger. Yeah, that's right.
They
I
do
love
the,
that game. That's the only game I would lose on purpose so I could see it go. See I laugh so on hard on that.
What does he do? Does he make like the goofy? Hoo-hoo-hoo-ee!
Yeah, I think he does.
Something like that. Yeah.
It's been a while. We downloaded CBS All Access, and you can watch free episodes of The Price is Right.
Like older ones? Or
no, the recent ones.
Like oh, the day.
Okay. From yeah. The Drew Carey ones.
And there's plenty of on YouTube. You can watch the classic
ones. Oh, yeah. Well, like I say, I mean, I was pleased as punch when I found all these episodes of Name That Tune, because that was my game show. I love that game show.
Stop it! You know,
that's awful.
Come on,
it's almost like they tuck the notes. Okay, let's say if they're supposed to play a C, we'll just put it on the E.
Well, it's not. It's a completely different. It's a song unto itself, but it's definitely ripped off from the original.
But it's so close, it hurts your brain.
It's so close, but yet it's so far.
It hurts your brain listening to it.
Yeah, it does.
But I like it though because it's different. It's like The Price is Right from a different dimension.
Like I say, it is.
But my dimension.
The cheese is wrong with your host, Brad Baker.
It's like if you have a really good brand of food and you go some knockoff brand, it tastes like crap. That's what you have right there.
the song?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. There's another thing I played for Melissa.
Oh, what now?
Let's find it real fast.
Is it one of my songs?
No. It's Price is Right. But oh yeah. So last night I played the classic, you know, the opening to The Price is Right. And it gets, you know, come on down, you know, they do all four contestants and they get to the very part where they says, "Okay, now your host." Instead of saying Bob Barker, they said Dennis James. And Melissa's like, "No." He was host for a couple of years of The Price is Right.
Really?
For the nighttime version.
Oh, you told me about that nighttime.
Yeah, it's
like a 30-minute version.
Yeah.
What can you possibly get done on The Price is Right in 30 minutes?
Well, no big wheel, nothing.
What?
I know.
What?
I know.
What?
I know.
What?
I know.
I mean, that's the whole premise of the show.
And then they had, it's either Tom Kennedy or Ted Kennedy? No, Ted can't be Ted Kennedy.
Ted Kennedy was JFK's brother.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Are you thinking of, I know, you're George Kennedy?
Tom Kennedy.
Who?
Tom Kennedy. He was the 1985 version, nighttime version.
That's bad.
Yeah. And once again, another 30-minute episode of The Price
that
is Right.
That is bad. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
I hated that, but I watched it. Yeah. It's one of the shows you watched.
Guilty pleasure?
Yeah, no, just hated it.
Oh, okay.
Plus, it was on ABC, syndicated.
What?
And you can see, you know, in the curtains in the very back where the audience sits, you can see all the CBS logos.
Oh, please.
Yeah, syndication.
That makes me, that really just infuriates me right there.
Bob Barker, Drew Carey, no Tom Kennedy or Dennis James.
Who are they? What did they ever do? Where are they going to sit? Where? Bob Barker is our co-pilot.
All right, thank you, Melissa, for sharing why you hate that song. We really went on a long time about that song.
That's all right, though. We do that here.
All right, so I am ready for your song you hate.
Okay, let me
Mr.
get my
Steven.
Let me get my playlist here.
All right, so
let me find it.
Let me.
No,
just,
that's not it.
Why you look for it?
I know what it is.
Let me just play this song here for you.
How about the Name That Tune theme song? Can you find that?
Yes, right here.
Hopefully, it's the.
I got it.
No!
That's not Name That Tune.
Stop it. Torture.
Please. I hope the Name That Tune theme song is on the... I know it's on the episodes, but that's a really cool piece of music. How does it go? I forgot how it went.
Blah, 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 blah. Dead air, dead air, dead air.
Live with the Minucci family on the premiere of Making It, right after a new night for What's Happening. Then,
what I'd like to
celebrate
say is making
25
what?
Years of the music you made happen. It's all on the most exciting special ever, The Heroes of Rock and Roll, tonight on ABC. Lewis and Sue Whitefield. How many tunes could you name in 30 seconds?
No.
Tonight, well, let's see. Two contestants will see how many they can name in their attempt to qualify for $100,000 on Name That Tune.
That's not it.
Well, damn, I gotta edit that out. Okay.
All right. Now I'm gonna just play you my song. That's what we're gonna do all this month. We're just gonna play the songs and we're gonna talk about them. I hate this song. This song. I didn't like that Price is Right, but this song really makes me mad.
Steven, will we hate this song too?
You may actually like it.
Oh.
No.
But then again, I may be wrong. Because you brought it to my attention.
I did?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it was back in, like, I think it was maybe late June.
Is it the Australian version of The Price is Right?
No.
No.
One time is enough.
No, 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 no.
Stop it.
Okay. All right. Let's take a listen to this song.
Viens, petite fille, dans mon comic strip. Viens faire des bulles, viens faire des...
Say about that song?
What?
I like it.
I kind of thought you did.
Well, it's Sergey.
It's gay.
And
right.
That's and that's Bridget Bardot.
It don't matter.
Now you played the version where it was just a steel pitcher.
Yes.
We were looking off the YouTube.
I cannot watch the music video because that makes me want to punch a hole in the wall. That is the corniest thing I have ever seen. It is so corny.
Talk about the other version I showed you a couple months ago.
There's another version of that with like a 13, 14-year-old Jodie Foster sitting on a swing, this huge swing with some French singer, and they're singing it. I'm like, what the hell does that have to do with anything?
It has nothing to do with the song. She's like in a white tuxedo, too.
Yeah. I wonder, is this pre-Reagan assassination attempt or post?
I don't know. It's her. Anyway.
You know, supposedly, whenever she came out, I read that John Hinckley, I read this in the Killing Reagan book by Bill O'Reilly. I guess he was just absolutely incensed when he read that she came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
He's crazy.
Yeah, he is. Try to shoot the president.
So, Melissa, do you like that song?
That was amusing.
Amusing. So, what makes you hate that song? I mean,
it's stupid.
Everyone has their opinion.
It's just stupid. I don't like all the shibam, whiz. I'm like,
that's the part's fine.
I don't like that.
But that's Bridget Bardot.
I don't care. That don't mean nothing to me. I'm not a huge fan of her anyway. Give me Sylvie over her. I just don't like it.
That's hilarious.
It's corny to me.
It doesn't get stuck in your head, does it?
Thank God, no.
There's nothing worse than a song that you don't like stuck in your head.
I tried to do some research for this, and I couldn't find a whole lot. It was recorded in June 1967 at Chapel Studios in London, and the orchestration for that is by David Whittaker. Now, I have...
Brad Whittaker.
I like
him. Are we going to go see Yogi?
Yeah.
James Bond reference.
That's a good movie. I liked him, Brad Whittaker. I have a translation here, and I'm going to read it to you.
There is an English translation version, too.
Yes.
Song-wise. But go ahead.
This is what this says here. Say
it like Sergey.
Come with me, let's get together in my comic strip. Let's talk in bubbles and go bang and zip. Forget your troubles and go shabam, pow, plop,
whiz.
There you go, thank you.
Unless you do the whiz part, though.
I'm the hero, and when I'm fighting, I go bomp and boff and have a ball, so vin, vlam, zonk, and zomp, and also shabam, pow, blop,
whiz.
Come with me, let's get together in my comic strip. Let's talk in bubbles, this is the chorus, let's go bang and zip. Forget your troubles and go shabam, pow, blop,
whiz.
If you want to fly above the city, follow me and psht.
That was this?
Yeah, PSSCHT.
Okay.
Just like a feather, whoosh and whip and we'll fly along together. Shibam, pow, blop.
Whee!
Chorus. Come with me, let's get together in my comic strip. Let's talk in bubbles, let's go bang and zip. Forget about your troubles and go shibam, pow, blop.
Whee!
You know, I think Matt McCoy would like this song.
I like it.
Don't admit that.
I don't like Matt McCoy. He's a horrible, horrible man.
So, my dear, come here. Hang on to me. Splash. I am near. Smash. I just remember this crash. Have no fear and crack, give me a kiss. And I'm sure he's thinking of a lot of other things besides that because this is Sergey Gainsbourg.
Mm-hmm.
Smack, shibam, pow, blop.
Whee!
Man, I wish we were recording this on video.
I know. But you can't have it all.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. You don't like
you,
that.
You can't always get what you want, as Mick Jagger once said.
People, I thought you would like that one. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's stupid, but I think it's amusing. So maybe
I don't even think it's amusing.
It's a guilty pleasure.
But you know, that's what's cool.
I don't listen to it all the time. Though.
Good for you. But you know, that's what's good about this is you know, we all have our own opinions and
yeah,
that's what this is all about.
So
that's terrible.
Speaking of things we don't like, let's talk about real quick the old Walmart. Cafe.
Oh, yes. I don't think I ever had anything from that place. I don't think I ever had a drink or an icy or food or anything.
Well, because all the tables were taken with old people sitting around drinking coffee.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And unfortunately, one time I saw my grandpa sitting there. He's like, hey, Jay. I'm like, hey,
remember you
what are you doing there?
What was he doing, just drinking coffee?
Yeah, my grandma was shopping, and he just sitting there.
Oh, that's kind of, I think it was made for men.
Walmart Cafe, made for men. And I applied at Walmart back in the day when I got out of the military. And the lady that did my interview in the cafe area, and she's like, okay, you can start next week. I was like, oh, yeah, what am I doing? You're going to be the cook. And I can't cook. So I'm like, no. And she just insisted I be on the cook.
And tell us, why did she think you could cook?
Because I was in the Navy.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I didn't say that. I told you earlier.
And why would you assume that just because you were in the Navy means you can cook?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I was so mad.
Well, yeah.
And I said, give me the toy department. Give me men's clothing or sporting goods. No, we only have an opening for you for the cook. And I said, well, okay, I'm not doing it. And she goes, well, you have to. We need a cook.
I don't have to do nothing.
I said, I cannot cook anything. I can't even cook a hot dog right now.
Don't you have a thing that makes hot dogs, though? A hot dog
that's
toaster?
That's a long story. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that in a while. When did you get that? Was that last Christmas?
A couple Christmases ago now.
Oh, okay.
So, Melissa, have you ate at the Walmart Cafe?
I like chess.
No.
No? And you never have any?
I don't think I ever did. Maybe once. I maybe got some ice cream or something. But
it wasn't Superman ice cream like at Kmart.
No, Kmart K-Cafe is what I always liked. I just never... And the Walmart Cafe was big.
Was it?
It seemed like it was pretty good sized.
What?
And it was kind of walled off.
What?
Yeah.
You remember that?
A little bit.
Kind of walled off. It was east of the checkouts. And that was
Yeah.
Yeah, Walmart had all those.
I'm trying to remember how the old Walmart looked. It's been so long.
It was brown. Okay, here's a funny story. Every time we went to Walmart, and this is when it first opened, right?
Yes.
The colors were brown and red, if I remember right.
Uh-huh.
I know the walls were red.
I
remember the walls were brown.
I kind of remember that color scheme.
So we would go in, and the first thing my dad would say, I got to go to the bathroom. And I said, why? And I know this is not... I got to tell this story.
You can on one episode, but then after this, no more.
Okay, so it's not really a poop joke, but he had to go to the bathroom every time. Number two.
It just made him have to go, huh?
The colors. He said it has to be these colors in here.
Well, you have issues with some colors, too. That must be a Chapman thing.
Well, yeah, and then so I always laugh so hard because my mom gets so mad. She goes, Eddie, we stopped coming to Walmart. You got to go poop all the time. And he goes, well, if I'm constipated, I'll just come here. And finally, once they changed the colors, he quit doing that. Once it went back to what we know now, the white
and blue.
I wonder
if that was a psychological thing.
I don't know. Maybe.
Mind over matter.
Because every time, when I was stationed in the Navy, every time I went to Jacksonville, into the bookstore, same problem. Brown walls, the books, the book smell. I had to go every time. And my friends were like, Chapman, why do you always got to go to the bathroom? I said, I don't know. And then, you know, after about 4 or 5 incidents of that happening, I realized I was going to the women's bathroom. Because I came right on out, and a lady went right on in. Thank goodness it was a one-person bathroom where he locked it.
Oh, my gosh.
And that lady walked in. I was like, oh, my God, she went into the woman's bathroom. Then I looked at the other door. I'm like, oh, my God, I've been going to the to the woman's bathroom. Because there's the men's sign. I was like, how did I get that mixed up? The silhouette's a woman in a dress, and the guy has his pants on. I don't get it. So.
Well, you live and you learn, and then you live and you learn.
Yeah.
I like to say.
I did feel sorry for her going in after me, though. So.
Well.
So that's my only no more poop jokes for 2016.
Well, that's just how life goes.
Yeah,
so
never Walmart Cafe.
Never eat at the
So if you could
Walmart
go back in time and you could eat at one place, would you get the K Cafe or the Walmart Cafe?
I'd think I'd want to go back to the K Cafe when it was on the north end of the store with those long stockings hanging from the ceiling, which
I know.
That really bothered.
It's dark.
Creeped me out as a kid.
And with the red cafeteria glasses.
Yeah. It just something didn't seem right about these stockings hanging from the ceiling.
And I think they were up all year.
That's weird.
I don't think that's true, but yeah, it's dark back there. You remember that?
I wish I do. Remember it.
The good old days.
Yeah. And I couldn't have been older than 5 then. That was probably 87 or 88.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It was We never ate it in there. That's wrong. I ate it in there one time with my aunt.
Yeah, and I remember her you kids. Saying that.
But my mom and dad would never eat there. But why would you go to the store? Grab something to eat. Let's eat here. Do you ever have that?
Get the overcooked hot dogs.
Yeah, on the rotisserie.
Yeah.
Have you ever went to Walmart like, hey, I want to eat here?
I'm just so hungry. Hot dog here.
Have you ever done that?
Usually what I would...
like Icy's there.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, I would get Icy's and I would get the Superman ice cream. That was about it.
But I can understand maybe an Icy why you shop.
I understand Icy why I shop.
Yeah, I guess I said that. But I don't know. Why would you want a hot dog while you're shopping?
Just go home and fix one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Save you some money.
Yeah.
Save you $1.50 or however it be. Probably more than that nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
$3 for a hot dog. I don't know. That's how it needs to end.
Yeah.
$3 for a hot dog.
Yeah, we can end there, but we got to do the closing. So, Steven.
Yes.
If we want to give you a hot dog, how do we get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at scharwood@gmail.com. And Jason, if you want to be in my comic strip, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, if you want to hear me go plop, poop, oh, I said poop joke, pee, and Melissa go whiz, you can get a hold of us at goodnightsleepyhitshow@gmail.com. Okay, promise. 2016, no more poop jokes.
No more.
We're classing to join up.
Yes.
Wait till 2017.
It returns.
All right, guys. See you later.
Hey,